What's up? It's your girl, J.S. Danielle, coming to you live on Friday evening. It's the Collectively Sexual Sounds, streaming live wherever you stream your podcasts. So this is Season 8, Episode 13, and we're talking about Not Even If I Heard It. Would I believe it? So this is an interesting topic because I talk a lot about side pieces and I talk about knowing your role and I talk about how there's a place for side pieces and the things that they should and shouldn't do. So tonight, that side piece is calling you. Not you who they're cheating with, but they're calling your significant other, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. Person you call boo, you call them baby. That's who the side piece is calling, and for whatever reason they're calling, they are dialing your girl, your dude's number. Now the question that I pose to my friends at my 9 to 5 and those that I just roll with and piggyback off of and, you know, ping pong some of this shit sometimes off of, was if your side piece called your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, and your boyfriend, do you think that they would block them? Or would they listen and try and see what it was that your side piece had to say? Well, first off, I sent it to my girl group. You know, these girls are always in for my questions, and they always give it to me raw and uncut. Same thing with my goddaughters. These ladies went back and forth, and I think my phone practically died from all the answering of questions that I asked, the responses that they had. So one of my friends said, you know, that she'd had it happen to her where, you know, she had a side piece or was a side piece and, you know, made it clear to her person that, listen, when I don't call you, don't call me. If you text, they don't have notifications. They don't even see the preview messages. And it was a, when I hit back at you, that's when I hit back at you type of deal. So I said, well, what if your boyfriend or the person you're dating has a side piece and they call you? She ain't even listening. She can have him. He said, because he out there for them streets. So I was like, all right, cool. Another one of my girlfriends was like, you know, she said that, you know, having a situation where, you know, having a situation where you are being driven to toxicity because you're going back and forth with this other person who is claiming to be the other woman with your dude, it's a headache in and of itself, and she needs her peace. And so, yeah, she can have him because she's not trying to disturb any of that. My goddaughters, on the other hand, were like, you know, nah, they're going to listen and see what chick has to say. On the one hand, we want to listen and see what chick has to say and see if she believes her or not. Because we do know that in this world, there are some women who just don't like when there's a good thing going on. Whether it's to black people, to women, to dudes, having a good relationship. Sometimes if you a miserable motherfucker, you can't stand to see other people happy. And so you'll make up some shit, or you're in your window some shit, or you'll throw a little pebble and see how far that shit ripple. And be happy when the other person turns out miserable. So now you can say, oh, that dude or that girl wasn't shit anyway. Now, so sometimes we're listening and seeing what the person has to say and deciding whether or not we believe them, or we're listening and seeing what can be told to my significant other or to my girlfriend or boyfriend and seeing, you know, how long this shit been going on and whether or not I need to be concerned about some stuff. Now, a lot of people will say, well, why is the side piece even calling? Like, what's going on that you know, this person has forgotten the rules and has put shit to the side and said, you know what, fuck my position. I'm finna wreck some homes. I don't care what it is. If you don't have the type of understanding with your side piece, you just don't do them type of things. And if you are a side piece, know what your fucking role is. Know your place. Yes, we are not children, but there is a time and a place. It even says that. Well, I'm not going there. It's a time and a place for everything. And calling somebody's husband or wife that you've been screwing on the side for God knows how long to do what? Possibly make that situation worse for that person at home. Are you prepared to be 24/7 with your side piece? Are you prepared to be on all the time for that person? Because there's some advantages to being able to send that person home. There are some advantages to being able to say, hey, I'm going here, do me, you go over there and do you. And over there is with that person they cheating on. So if you call and you wreck that, you got to be on all the time now. You 24/7, boo. There is no second place. There is no call or ignore the call or the text when you want to. Because now, you got to be number one. And if you've made your status in that person's life as number two, I hope there is some level of preparability that you have that says, I am prepared to kick two to the side and I want to be number one now. And know what that entails. So when I asked some of the dudes this question, seems like they are dealing with some real insecure people. And I asked one dude, I actually flipped it and I said, if his wife's side piece called him, what would he do? He said he would listen to it. He couldn't even get mad because it might be some shit he said that might make him think some type of way. And then there was a way that he would question his wife to let him know whether or not she telling the truth. I actually posed this to my ex-husband too. And I asked him, you know, if I called the house and told his wife some stuff, would she listen to me or would she hang up and block me? And he seems to think that she's always trying to find some stuff to blame on him. So she would think something was up even if I texted what's up at 9:30 at night. She wouldn't even entertain the idea that he's not seeing me or not sleeping with me or whatever the case may be. That it's always on her mind that he's doing that type of thing. I mean, if we being honest, that's how she got in the game, being a side piece. And so now she's number one. And what's on her mind all the time? Who running up on her husband? It's not the type of life you want to live, people. Always thinking about the next bitch or the next dude or who's sneaking up on who. Or if your man or your girl has a side person on the side, are you doing enough in the bedroom, in the relationship, that makes that person not think about what can I be doing on the outside of this situation? Is that the type of relationship you want to have? Is that the type of person you are? Where you're making someone else's life miserable because you can't get past your own insecurities. And I know we're not going to put it on the women who can't get past being let down or being cheated on or haven't been cheated on or sometimes doing the cheating or fucking up a relationship because they're waiting for the shoe to drop. There are some dudes out there who feel like, you know, they deserve better. There's some women that we know are out there that deserve better. But are you feeling like you're that person? And are you that person that is making someone else's life miserable because you have a lot of insecurities that you have not dealt with? I have to say this about the situation I was in. I told my little sneaky link, I sent him a message on Twitter, and he opened it, and basically, in this video on Twitter, the girl was laying back on the arm of a sofa chair. The dude was one leg on her chest. One leg or foot, I should say, on the floor, and he was fucking her like she'd never been fucked before. This girl's eyes were rolling in her head. she was calling him everything but a child of God and trying to catch her breath at the same time. And I looked at it and I'm thinking, yeah, that's how I want to be fucked. Just like that. Hard and fast and deep. And I want dude to feel the bottom. I want him to try and knock that shit out. So I send it to my sneaky link. And usually, I could get a good response from him saying, alright, yeah, meet me here. We're going to do this. Or when you free, or blah, 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 blah. This motherfucker said, yeah, with a question mark. Yeah, with a question mark. And all I could think to myself was, okay, well, maybe, you know, wife is around, girlfriend's around, whatever, and he can't really respond right now. So time goes by, and I get nothing else but that, yeah, with a question mark. And I've been with this one on and off again for quite some time, and so I don't really get pissed when he says to me stupid shit like that. But I was thinking to myself, what is this motherfucker doing that he can't see where I'm coming from and what it is that I'm suggesting that he do to me? So I didn't say anything anymore. And I dropped it in my DM group that I'm a part of, Anything Goes. And they said that dude was scared that the idea of me wanting to be pile driven, or I want him to fuck me real hard or slap me on my ass, or, you know, just wrap his hand gently around my throat, maybe pull me backward a little bit, not choking a bitch to death, but you know what I mean. That it might have thrown him, that he was maybe a little afraid about what it was I was asking. And then they start to say, well, you know, I've been in a situation where I was with an older woman and she wanted me to do this, that, and the third. And then she implied that I raped her. And I, whoa, hold on. Hold on. Now I know that there are some of us out there who say we want to do it with 10 inches and we want to be fucked to death. We don't really want to die. But that's just a saying. And there are some of us that are saying, you know, we want him to wrap his hand around his throat and choke us. Yeah, well, not until you're being fucked to death and being choked do you realize it might not be something that you want to play with. And this is where I go back to that whole BDSM lifestyle and how if you're not aware of what it is that you're really asking for, or if you haven't even tried it with someone that you trust 100%, 1,000%, fuck that 100%, then you don't really know what you're asking for. And so, yeah, there are some of us out there who want to be hit with a crop, who want to be flogged, who want to maybe try some anal play or plug, who want to be slapped on the ass, and who want to be hit everywhere, who want to be bit and pulled and sometimes slapped, and not just on the ass. That turns some people on. Let it be known that there are some freaky motherfuckers out there, and they like that shit. But if you don't know you, and you don't know the dude or the girl that you fucking with, and that's what you're asking for, you might throw some people. You might turn them off. And you might actually be saying to them, hey, I can't handle this, what you asking me to do, and so I think you better find somebody who can. Or maybe you find that person, and they doing exactly what you asked them to do. But now you're scared, and you don't know how to say stop, no, don't. You don't know how to develop a word that says between the two of you, hey, stop this shit, Cole, I don't want to do it no more. You don't know how to fight this man that's bigger than you off of you, and now you're in a situation where, hey, I wasn't prepared for all that. I am no way in any shape or form saying it is your fault. What I am saying is make sure that you know what it is that you're requesting. Don't look at something and see somebody else enjoying it and getting their rocks and kicks off and think, yes, I can handle it, and you haven't even done anything remotely close to it. That part I would deem to say something like it might be where you are at fault. you haven't experimented and you haven't taken things to a level that says, okay, I know I'm cool with this, but I ain't too cool with that. And you haven't done the things that say to that person, yeah, I'm good with this. Hit me harder. Slap my ass a little bit more. Go lower. Hit my thighs a little bit. Fucking take the crop and tap me on my clit. You know, if you haven't done that stuff, it doesn't roll off the tongue like, yeah, I've been that bitch. Or you want to try some things, but hey, let's take it at a slow pace. I would not suggest you go all in just trying to sound like a bad bitch, because somebody's going to pull your card. And somebody's going to say, hey, and call you a bluff. So I'm thinking when I sent this video that I might have called this bluff. And even though there are times when I said, this is what I want, and he came over and gave me exactly what I wanted, now I'm pushing the envelope a little bit. I'm asking him to do some things that maybe, you know, we've not done before. And maybe we, excuse me while I sip. Maybe he's thinking, you know, I ain't with that. But instead of saying I ain't with that, pride's tapping his ass on the shoulder and saying, yeah, nah, don't say that, because then you're going to look like a straight punk, because you can't give her what she asked for. And that's cool, I guess, for some. He doesn't want to look like a punk to me, but, you know, I still want what I want. And so I put it in the DM group, you know, I was just basically saying, you know, I said what I said, right? And when I said what I said, that's what I said and what I meant. And that's what, you know, I wanted. So I basically just, you know, I let the whole group know. I said, let it be known. Oh, I'm trying to find it now where I said it until they go, oh. And it's funny because while talking about this subject, people were like, you know, hey, we gotta get together, we gotta meet up, blah, blah, blah. So I just basically said, I said, in the front of all the readers of this DM, I do solemnly promise to take smacks in my ass as foreplay, hits to my kitty purr, and as enticement for an awesome fuck and nothing else. So help me God. So basically, I'm just saying, listen, I know what this feels like. I know what a dude with a heavy hand feels like. I know what a dude with a crop in his hand feels like. I know what a dude who's got a flogger and is working it right feels like. I know what a whip feels like. Although I'm not asking for that, because that shit hurts. What I am saying is that I can take, ooh, smacks to the ass and crop and whip talk has got me tingling. What I am saying is that I can take that. And I am not ashamed to tell you, hey, motherfucker, stop. Because I will fight. I know what it's like to be pinned by a dude who is upset because his dick can't get up, and so he's taking it out on you. I know what it feels like to be straddled by a guy who's trying to hold you down so that he can have his way with you. So I am going to fight. The fact that I am female and short as hell does not need to fool anybody, because I have two older brothers that taught me very well how to handle myself. And that's what I plan on doing if you ain't fucking listening to what I say. So what I want to be made clear is that, one, always communication. Two, know your fucking role. If your role is number 2, 3, 4, because you don't really know what number you are in this side piece business, that's what position you need to play until you are called up by the coach, which is to do you fucking other girl you having sex with. You need to know what your place is, baby. Thirdly, hell, it might not even be 3. I don't know. Next is have a clear and concise understanding of yourself, your sexual self. Maybe that should be a topic. What is my sexual self? What are my hard limits and my passes and my hell no's and the motherfucker I wish you would? Know those about yourself. You gonna let somebody pee on you? That's what I thought. Your eyebrows went up, your mouth dropped. Pee on me? Yeah. Some people like that shit. You gonna let a bitch squeeze your balls? not just put them in her mouth at home, but tighten around them bitches and squeeze and maybe make you clench your booty a little bit. Is that some shit you like? There are some people who do. And there are some girls who will provide that service. There are some dudes who like their gooches licked, who like their ass licked, slurped on and sucked. There are many men who will not let you nowhere near their assholes. Please know that about yourself. And please know how far you can go with said person or not. I like a man who likes to experience and explore. It's a turn on to be able to please that person. I was just recently thinking about it, just makes me smile. But I was just recently given the pleasure and the honor of sucking the prettiest. Yeah, I can say that. The prettiest penis I've seen to date. Soft, he's about 6.5. Hard, he's about a cool 9. Maybe 8.75 and a little bit more. But he's a cool length. I can close my eyes and picture this dick, y'all. I was honored with pictures and finally an up-close and personal invitation to give him the best head I could possibly give. And I wanted to make an impression. Please believe. Because I wanted the opportunity to do that shit again. When he thinks about getting his dick sucked, I am who I want him to think about. When his shit gets hard and he's stroking it and he's trying to find a picture or a feeling in mind, I want him to think about my lips around his dick. So I was doing the work. And normally, when I'm giving head, it's not a problem. I am great. It's whatever you tell me. And I like a man that talks his shit. And he really does talk his shit. And that's what made the whole experience so totally awesome. I enjoyed giving him head so much that it's all I could talk about for the next couple of days. When we do talk, you know, we reminisce about that stuff. And, you know, when he's coming back into town, bother Skip. And so, having that conversation where we could talk about the head and how I had to really fight hard. Really, really, really hard. Not to just pop off his dick and jump on it. And even though he found that funny, I know it was something we talked about he didn't want to do yet. And that's cool with me because I wanted to give him this. What I also gave him was something that he could remember. And I didn't mind doing that because, like I said, I'm a pleaser. I like men, period. And if I'm interested in them and I am turned on by them, then I'll usually give him something. It's an equal amount of fair trade. Yeah, he's getting all the pleasure, but I am getting the delight in what I'm doing too, and I enjoy it. So eventually, I will get me, and I'm fine with that. Know that about yourself. Know your sexual self. Know that if it pleases you and it pleases somebody else, it's a win-win situation. Nobody can really lose at this point. And if you do know that about yourself, then you can go into a situation knowing full well, eyes open, no rose-colored glasses, what you will and won't take, and what that motherfucker can and can't get away with. If you don't, I suggest you find someone that you trust 100%, that will take care of you, that will look after you, sexually and otherwise, and try some things out. Have fun a little bit. Or go somewhere where they let you try stuff out. Or you can see other people trying stuff out and then join in with them. There are places like that around. And, you know, find out about yourself. Explore, experiment, you know, just expand your knowledge about what sex is and not just missionary and doggy style and getting on top. There are other things. Kama Sutra says so. Read the book. Look it up. And look at some of those positions and some of those things that people are doing to please themselves and others and see what you like. And then that affinity that you have for sex, that pleasure seeking that you're looking for, you'll find it. And then you'll know what you can and can't take and what you can and can't demand. I am glad that we had this chat. If you feel like you want me to chat some more, inbox me, DM me, hit me up on my email, jsdanimine@outlook.com. Visit the website. I'm on all the social media platforms. Hit me up, WhatsApp. I am there. And let me know if you want me to finish this conversation, if there's more that I need to touch on. Should I do a sexual self episode? You tell me. If you want to submit an application, you tell me. Evening, my lovelies. We'll be right back.